In this lesson, we will practice a simple tool called a relationship gratitude map. This tool helps you look at your relationships with gratitude eyes. You are not trying to pretend every relationship is healthy. You are not trying to force warm feelings. You are learning to notice grace, name pain honestly, and discern your next faithful step. Start with prayer. Say, Lord, help me see the people in my life with truth, wisdom, and love. Then draw four circles on a page. In the first circle, write, people who have loved me well. These may be family members, friends, mentors, pastors, teachers, neighbors, coworkers, or people from church. Write their names. Then beside each name, write one specific gift. Maybe someone listened. Maybe someone stayed. Maybe someone corrected you. Maybe someone prayed when you were too tired to pray. In the second circle, write, people I am called to love. These are people God has placed near you. They may include your spouse, children, parents, friends, church members, coworkers, or neighbors. Ask, how can I show gratitude through love, attention, patience, service, or encouragement? In the third circle, write, relationships that need wisdom. This is where you name complicated relationships. Maybe there is tension, disappointment, grief, conflict, distance, or confusion. Do not rush. Ask, what is good here? What is painful here? What truth needs to be named? What boundary may be needed? In the fourth circle, write, people I need to release to God. Some relationships cannot be fixed by your effort. Some people are not ready for reconciliation. Some situations require prayer, distance, counsel, or protection. Gratitude may sound like, Lord, thank you that this person is in your hands, not mine. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Notice that thankfulness is connected to peace and community. A ministry sciences observation is that mapping relationships helps people move from emotional fog to prayerful clarity. When everything stays tangled in the mind, people often react. When they name relationships before God, they can respond with more wisdom. What helps is being specific. What harms is making vague statements like nobody cares or everyone is against me. A relationship gratitude map helps you notice real grace in real people. This week, choose one name from your map and take one faithful step. Thank them, pray for them, encourage them, set a boundary, ask for help, release them to God. Gratitude in relationships grows when love becomes wise, truthful, and prayerful.